Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes to us from the epistle written to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 27, also found on page 1377 in your pew Bibles if you would like to follow along. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Our second scripture comes to us from the Gospel according to John, starting with chapter 15, verses 26 through 16:15. Found on your pew Bibles, 1314. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put, sorry, let's skip over that. Like I said, I can't read with my contacts in. I need to put my glasses on. All right. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to ask to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, on this Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, allow that Spirit to dance amongst us and to delight with us and stir our hearts and minds that we may be encouraged in our faith and grow ever closer to you and to one another. So may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Happy Pentecost. In some places, we celebrate that Pentecost is the birthday of the church, right? Because that was when they were gathered on that day for the Pentecost festival, and the Holy Spirit came. And we know this story because it came like rushing wind, and everyone was touched with tongues of fire, and they were all able to hear the words in their own languages because they had traveled from so far and had their own languages, but were able to understand each other on that day. And 3,000 were added to their number. That's a lot. Could you imagine if we on one day, one time of worship, brought 3,000 people into membership? What do you think? Could we fit them all in this space? I'm pretty sure our fire marshal would say, you've exceeded your maximum occupancy level, right? But if we were outside, then there would be no limits to that, would there? And that is similar to what was going on there. And so we remember that, and we celebrate the gift of the Spirit, and we come, and yes, the red is fun, and it is a delight to celebrate that, and Scripture challenges us in very specific ways today. We heard from the letter to the church in Rome, Romans, the heart of that message, right? That it is our faith that saves us. And faith is believing in what cannot be seen, rather trusting that it is there even if we cannot see it. And that is what has allowed our church to grow and be built for 2,000 years. Because the reality is, friends, did we see Jesus? But somebody did, right? And taught the teachings to those who were committed to living a life following Jesus. And so we cling to this faith even though we have not seen the same things. And yet we also can experience life in the way God is working, which then undergirds and strengthens our faith and our well-being, right? And sometimes people will say, well, you need to have a little faith. Have y'all ever heard that? Yeah, you need to have a little faith. And when people say that, maybe it's because circumstances are difficult or this future is uncertain. And really, to have a little faith is to put your trust in something beyond yourself. And in this case, it is putting your trust in God, the message of salvation and the gift of grace and your faith and your hope built all on that, right? Have a little faith, or maybe have a little Jesus. And so then that carries us into these words, and it's Jesus talking. And you know, mind you, he's already given all of his friends clues that his life on earth was coming to an end. How well did his disciples and friends receive that message? What do you think? Did they believe Jesus? They kind of admonished him sometimes. Even Peter, you know, said, Jesus, don't say that, right? But he's teaching them, and he's saying, I cannot be with you always, right? I'm going to have to leave to return to the Father, and I'm going to give you something, right? What was Jesus promising us? The Holy Spirit. That's right, the Holy Spirit, also known as the Advocate, the one who would encourage and strengthen and to make God's presence known to us. But the Advocate couldn't come unless Jesus left, right? And so when we cling to that idea of having a little faith, that by faith we are saved, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts us. Right? It is the Holy Spirit that works in and through our lives, and it is God's grace that makes us aware that we are in need of salvation. We are all in need of salvation. We are all in need of a little Jesus. The world needs a little Jesus. When I think about Pentecost, it is a delightful day as well. I'm a little sad and happy. Are you ever sad, mad, or sad, glad, or, you know, those two things, you mash them together? Well, my nephew Owen, who just turned 4, is being baptized today. And, of course, my sister announced it. She's like, on this day, May 19th, at 10 a.m., after the sermon, Owen's going to be baptized. And I'm like, you know what? I work on Sundays. I can't be there. But I'll go back and I'll watch it, right? And I will, and I absolutely will. But, you know, to think about the fact that in our baptisms, we are water washed and what? Spirit born. That it is this advocate that Jesus promised that is within each and every one of us that helps us hear the voice of God, to be strengthened, to help us have a little bit of faith in times when we aren't so certain. And just thinking about how you, in each and every one of you, were claimed by your baptisms. And I know there are some in our midst who haven't been baptized yet, and I'm super excited for when that day comes, because then you are claimed and incorporated into God's family, right? That you are incorporated into God's church. You are incorporated into the manifestation of God's gift of salvation and plan for it, for the world. So even though I can't be there with my little buddy Owen, I celebrate that he is part of God's family, that he is part of the church universal, just as we are all part of the church universal. Because what is it that ties us and binds us together? The Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit and God's love and the gift of grace that binds us together, that we may experience the love seen in Christ Jesus and made real in our lives, thankfully, because of the Advocate, because of the Holy Spirit that dances and delights amongst us, that moves us into ways of being that we would normally not choose for ourselves, and yet is what God intends for us, to be love, to be light, to be mercy in the world, to carry that little bit of Jesus with us wherever it is that we go. That the world needs to know who God is. That the world needs to experience the gift of God's love. So today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes when you say, who is God? We'll say, well, God and Jesus. And we often forget what? The Holy Spirit. But it is the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, that is with us now and always. And that was a gift that God intended for us and to which Jesus spoke. So today, as we celebrate the Holy Spirit, a little bit of Jesus and God's love in our hearts, may we share that into the world, that the world may experience God in new and powerful ways. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen.